Hey everyone, welcome into another daily editorial here on the KE Report. I'm chatting with Christopher Mulan, founder and editor of The Technical Traders, which I will post a link to below this interview. Chris, let's talk about the action that we're seeing more or less in a broad sense today, where a lot of stuff is getting sold off. You have everything from U.S. markets to even the precious metals. Those are all moving lower. And however, the bond market and the U.S. dollar is getting a bit of a buy. So it tends to be this move into the safest of assets, or at least what traders recently have been considering the safest of assets. What do you think? Is this all just because of the uncertainty around the oil price and general fear creeping back into some traders' minds?
Yeah, I think it's a lot of those things. Really, yesterday was the real kind of shakeup with what crude oil did, going negative on the day on the front month contract. And I mean, it's never happened before. I don't even know how to interpret it. I mean, when something like that happens, you've got to wonder, okay, what's going to break? This means something, right? And so I know a lot of people were piling into oil ETFs yesterday. And I mean, I tried to warn everyone. I'm like, we don't even know what's happening here with futures. How do they go negative? I wouldn't even touch an ETF based on commodities, because the way they're built, you know, it could open up 90% lower the next day. And USO was trading down 40% this morning based on the way that it moves with the continuous or the contracts rolling. And I mean, no one knew what was happening yesterday. And so people started to sell off. And today, when they read that news last night, today they're all selling stuff. And really, right now, it's just come back to people, when you don't know what to do, you just go back to the good old trustworthy plays. Just move to cash, which is the U.S. dollar. U.S. dollar is up today, and bonds are up. Those are the two most basic plays anyone can do when you're scared. Go to cash and move into bonds. And, you know, that just goes to show people really don't know what's going on right now. And to me, that's a big red flag, and it's scary, because these are some pretty incredible times, and they're new to everyone.
Yeah, these are historic times in many different areas, but also in the financial markets. And the discussion about this move into the safest of assets, we do, or I get a lot of comments then, well, what about gold, right? Gold is still a safe haven asset, and gold still has been performing well. But when you look at the gold miners too, those are still stocks. However, the largest stocks, you look at a chart, like a weekly chart I have up here, and it's still a very strong looking market, trading really close to this multi-year resistance, which it did peak its head over just last week, but right now, right around that 30 to 31 level. What's your assessment of these gold stocks? What do you see as being the drivers behind the next move, whether it is to break out or pull back?
Yeah, well, when you look at the gold stocks, I mean, if you're getting into the metals sector, to me, the safest play is to get into gold. It's the slowest moving. It's been the leader, really, when it comes to gold, silver, or miners. It's definitely, you know, where the core money globally is going. Then you step down to the next type of play, to me, is the GDX, which is the large cap gold miners. And if you look at the daily chart of that and draw a line across more or less the $32 per share, you know, we came up, we pierced that. It's been trading in this nice flag, this beautiful bull flag on declining volume, which means it's just profit-taking zone at this point. To me, it looks like gold miners are the next sector to move. And I mean, I think that's going to be the large caps. I think the large caps are actually going to perform exceptionally well, better than a lot of people think. Just like everyone was expecting silver to be the big mover this year, and when metals took off, which silver hasn't taken off, and gold took off, and it's going to be the big, safer assets that do well in this type of market, because big institutions need to put money in places, and precious metals and miners tend to do well in this type of scenario. This is the type of market where they should start to shine, and they are so close to popping and running here. I'd be looking at the GDX versus the juniors. They're floundering. You got to stick with the kind of where the big money is going to go. Follow the institutional coattails, and don't try and go for a 600% return in a tiny stock. Go for that 20-30% run in a nice, comfortable stock, and that should move, versus a micro that might not move at all. In this type of market condition, I don't think you can trust the juniors as much.
Well, especially with the juniors, they are still risky stocks. So if you want to play that risky game, hey, there's a lot of assets to buy. But quite frankly, these majors, they've been performing well. They're going to be building up nice cash positions because of lower energy costs and higher metals prices. So I agree with you. I still think that the majors are the play here. But in terms of a chart like GDX, obviously, we're right at this multi-year resistance level. How significant, how much do you think it would be a green light if GDX were to break and, say, close the week somewhere around the 32 or higher level?
Yeah, I mean, it needs to close above there, not only just a daily close, but I mean, for a bull market, it really needs to close for a weekly and a monthly chart. Then investor money is in there. It's holding on. It's not scared. It's not just traders pushing price and panicking out. So if it can close above there at the end of the month, above that 32, that would be a very, very good sign for a new bull market to have started. A monthly close is very significant. I think it could very quickly run up to about $44 a share. So it's got some pretty good potential for its first leg higher. And if you look back at gold, when gold broke out in this pattern, gold ran for week after week after week just to the upside. And that's what happens when something enters a new bull market. And silver's not there yet. The juniors aren't there yet. And money is looking for the next hot sector. And if these break out, we're going to see so many advisors start telling their clients to buy the miners because it's going to be the outperforming sector. I mean, when they break, I think it's going to trigger the big wave in the miners. So I'm really excited about it. I hope it happens. I'm looking to get long GDX when it does break. And we'll see how far the first bull leg runs once it does, or if it does break out here.
Now, even today, we're seeing GDX, as you and I are recording this, down less than 1%, 1%. But something like GDXJ, that's down over 2%. And the broad averages, the Dow is down just over 2%. The S&P also down right around that level. So there is still some correlation between gold stocks and the broad U.S. equity markets. Mm-hmm. If we look at the broad U.S. equity markets, they've been on a very nice run. But now I think they're almost in this gray area in terms of, are they going to break higher or are they going to break down? Where do you stand?
Yeah, I think the equities markets have had their first run. We pulled out of our SPY long position yesterday. Yesterday for our gains, we're back into cash again, simply because this market has hit the targets where it's going to start to struggle. And I think the Nasdaq, you know, it's went up and tested almost the 9,000 mark. It's having a nice pullback here. In reality, in terms of the kind of volatility we're in. Yeah, it's a pretty big 3% down today for the equities market. But overall, given the volatility, this is actually a normal low volatility session in this type of market environment. So this pullback is nothing but a little bit of a shakeout at this point. But it does have potential for legs behind it that it could easily just roll over from here because it's already hit that major $9,000 mark on the NASDAQ. And the S&P 500... It's more or less hit a similar style of resistance area and it's pulling back. So the easy pop, the easy bounce and rally is done. Now it's going to be, this market could grind and chop its way higher. It's going to struggle. Hopefully we're going to see a sector take the lead like gold miners, and that's the one to be in while the stock market continues to kind of grind itself out. I think it's going to start to roll over here in the next few weeks and eventually start to head much lower, test those March lows. Yeah, the equities market is, I think, majority of the move is done. We might still see another 5 or 10% move up. But in reality, we're still far from the highs, and it'll just be to the next resistance level. And I think we're going to stall there.
Okay, but you think that we could go back down to those March lows, hey? That's a pretty big pullback from here.
I think we're going way beyond that. I mean, this is the start to what it looks like. I mean, we haven't fully started a bear market yet, not in my technical look. But in the next 2 or 3 weeks, potentially 4 or 5 weeks, actually, we could actually get the trigger where we're now technically in a bear market. And if that happens, I mean, we're going probably another 20 or 30% below the March lows. I mean, we're going a long ways down from where we are right now. And I mean, that's not what people want to hear, but I mean, that's what the charts are saying. That's what everything else is pointing to in terms of technical analysis, the global economy, what's going on. I mean, it could get really ugly. This is a sucker's rally. I posted an article that everyone is calling saying we're buying lots of stocks, and none of these people know anything about the markets, and it's just sucking everyone in. They think the sell-off is over, and that's a signature move that the markets here are going to stall out, go back down, test these lows, and go way lower. I mean, I think, you know, it's going to get real ugly 6 months from now. People will be like, wow, I would have never thought we'd be down here. And people never thought oil would go negative. I mean, you've got to protect your money. I mean, if you're blatantly thinking this is a buying opportunity, I mean, you better be real cautious, because when this starts to roll over, it's not coming back up for years back to this level potentially. It's going to take a long time to unwind and sell off, months and months. And then it's going to build a base, and then it's got to recover. I mean, this is a serious point in the equities market that we need to see if we confirm in a bear market over the next 4 or 5 weeks, or do we continue in a bull market? And there's no point in getting fancy. We're 50% cash in our long-term investing account, and we're waiting to see what the next trigger is. Are we back in a bull, or are we starting, you know, a bear market? And that's where we're at.
Yeah, fair enough. You know what? I think waiting to see the next future direction and just how the rest of this kind of shutdown or actually restart of the economy plays out, that's going to determine a lot of direction and a lot of also central bank and government policy, which is still critical for these markets. Chris, good chatting with you, buddy. Thanks for taking some time today and sharing your thoughts and also your strategy, which I think is very important for the markets and also for some of the precious metal stocks. Chris, thanks for your time. Have a great rest of your week.
Hey, thanks, Corey. Take care.